Thank you very much, Chair. ICRAC aligns itself with the views that were expressed by delegations yesterday and also by the campaign to stop killer robots on the urgent need to negotiate a legally binding instrument on autonomous weapon systems. In this consideration, ICRAC recalls its previous statements to the UNGGE on autonomous weapon systems, stressing that it is important for the UNCCW to reconsider and to consider the human rights law implications of autonomous weapon systems. To this end, ICRAC commends states that spearheaded, co-sponsored, and voted for Resolution A/C1/78/L56 on autonomous weapon systems in the UN General Assembly, which specifically notes the relevance and importance of international human rights law in formulating a governance framework on autonomous weapon systems. Chair, ICRAC equally recalls the UNESCO recommendations on AI, in which in paragraph 8C and paragraph 9 emphasized the international human rights obligations of states to protect, promote, and respect human rights and fundamental freedoms, human dignity and equality, including gender equality, in all stages of AI systems' life cycle. Further, paragraph 14 of the same recommendations notes that no human being or human community should be harmed or subordinated, whether physically, economically, socially, politically, culturally, or mentally, during any phase of the life cycle of AI systems. This conceptualization of AI technologies, which includes autonomous weapon systems, is critical for nations, peoples, and groups that have been historically oppressed and dominated. To this, Chair, I refer to the African Charter on Human and People's Rights, which uniquely in Article 19 provides that all people shall be equal, they shall enjoy the same respect and shall have the same rights, and nothing shall justify the domination of a people by another. The right is central to many nations and peoples, particularly from the Global South, involved in the autonomous weapon system debate. Paragraph 22 of the UNESCO recommendation on AI also provides that in the age of AI, states must remember the value of living in peaceful, just, and interconnected societies. Chair, for nations and peoples who have historically, in the present, and perhaps in the near future, have barely known peace, this is a core human right consideration. Uniquely, the African Charter on Human People's Rights provides in Article 23 that all peoples shall have the right to national and international peace and security. To peoples from this region, national and international peace is not only a disarmament and security issue, but also a human rights issue. The UN General Assembly resolution on autonomous weapon systems, not the same. Chair, I also want to refer particularly to the recently concluded AI summit organized by the United Kingdom, where again the UN Secretary General emphasized the relevance and importance of international human rights framework in deciding the policy issues relating also to autonomous weapon systems. To that, as a final thing which I would want to address, Chair, is to note that, you know, various nations across the globe, for example, the United States of America, equally even have a blueprint AI Bill of Rights, which also mentions the question of importance of human rights. On the African continent, the African Commission on Human People's Rights, in general comment number 3 on the right to life, mentions the same thing. CARICOM states on the General Assembly also mentioned the same. Chair, I want to thank you for your time and say if this particular forum continue to say it is the appropriate forum to discuss autonomous weapon systems, they need then to be that expansion of in terms of a mandate, when we're saying the mandate should be wide, to include a serious consideration of international human rights law implications of autonomous weapon systems. With that, Chair, I thank you for your time.